Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, November 4th, 2011. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. Let's just move on to movies and toys, because that's what we do. So let's talk about movies. Last week at the box office, Puss in Boots was number one with $34.1 million, followed by Paranormal Activity 2, $18.1 million, In Time, $12.1 million, Footloose, $5.5 million, and The Rum Diary with $5.1 million. Coming up this week, a very Harold and Kumar Christmas in 3D, because you need 3D, Tower Heist, Killing Bono, I'm not even sure, I didn't look up to see what it was about, and a bunch of other movies in limited release, so it's probably going to be, I don't know what it's going to be, because Harold and Kumar could do well and Tower Heist could do well, they're both comedies, they're both big budget, and there haven't been a lot of good comedies lately, so, and according to, I guess, the reviews, there haven't been any good comedies now, but they should have an audience, people should go see them, we'll see. In the news, the next James Bond movie will be called Skyfall. Rise of the Planet of the Apes has been signed for multiple sequels with director Rupert Wyatt and cast member slash ape Andy Serkis signed on for the sequels. That's good news. Keith Urban needs throat surgery, and that's bad news. They found a polyp on his vocal cords, so we hope he gets better. If you hate paying for things, and you're a music dork like I am, SouthernShelter.com posted a third full live Man or Astroman concert from Athens Pop Fest at the 40 Watt from a couple weeks ago. The set list is a lot like their other recent concerts, but it's a best of from their first releases through Made from Technetium, and it's basically free, so you may as well get it if you're a Man or Astroman fan. If you're not, you probably don't care, and let's talk about the next thing. On sale at Entertainment Earth. T-shirts. Everybody needs them. If you have a torso, you need t-shirts. And I just happen to be selling them, which is why you're getting this pitch. Buy three in-stock t-shirts, and we will send you a fourth one of your choosing for free. Just go through our entire selection. We have hundreds of shirts. And go through our in-stock ones. Just click on the banner on the website, and we will give you a free one when you order three. The free one will be of equal or lesser value, and all of them must be in stock because we want to make sure you have them in time for the holidays. So that's our sale. T-shirts. I hate doing laundry, so I have a lot of t-shirts. I don't have to do the laundry as much. It makes me happy. It makes me feel good. You can be happy and feel good if you order too many t-shirts. That's the claim, anyway, that I'm going to make today, because I would like you to buy some t-shirts. That's about as good as these ads are probably going to get right now, because I'm extremely tired. Let's move on. In the toy news, what do we got? PopCultureNetwork.com got confirmation that the Mattie Collector Star Sisters will be delayed until February. This is to spread around the expense. There's a lot of figures coming out early next year, and they don't want you to have to pay for them all at once. So, good news. I hope other collector brands take note. Nobody really wants a launch day of several hundred dollars a product at once anymore. It was novel 10 years ago, but now it's just kind of annoying. At least that's my feeling. You can do whatever you want. That's my opinion, and this is obviously not the opinions of this podcast, because we like to sell product, and obviously we'd like to sell a bunch at once. But, you know, it's nice to have it spread out a little bit, right? GIJoeClub.com has confirmed Barrel Roll is coming into their club subscription roster, and that's fantastic news. 2012 LEGO toys are being shown by Brickshelf.com and Flickr. You can search on these by going LEGO 2012, and you'll find a lot of neat stuff. There are new dino toys, which include dinosaurs like a T-Rex, a Velociraptor, a Deinonychus, Triceratops, a Pterosaur, or some description. They're all very good. Yeah, they did another series about 10 years ago, right around when Bionicle launched, but not. There was another one, too, but this is a little bit better. And what else did they show? Dinosaur designs are a huge improvement over previous releases. Playmobil will also be doing dinosaurs next year in Germany, but not in the U.S., and additional themes have also made it out into the web, including Ninjago 2012, which now has Ninja versus Snake Men. So He-Man fans, take note. They're getting a whole bunch of Snake Men, and I guess a Turtle Dude, it looks like, but the picture was kind of blurry, so I don't know for sure yet. But there's stuff out there, you should go take a look. New Mattel Batman Legacy pre-orders are up. If you like DC Universe, Batman Legacy is the Batman equivalent. First appearance Catwoman and Batman are included, as well as Arkham City versions of Harley Quinn and Nightwing. It should be good. Warehouse 13, Claudia is getting an animated statue from Quantum Mechanics. They do some real nice work, so you may as well pick them up. I mean, if you like Warehouse 13, you should take a look at the picture as soon as it goes up. As of right now, I haven't seen the picture yet, But their Penny from Dr. Horrible was really good, and their Cylons were good, and their Battlestar Galactica stuff was good, and their Serenity stuff was good. So it stands to reason this is going to be good. That's how I figure these things out. Anyway, that's all I have for this week. Thanks for listening. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. We are going to be doing a number of holiday sales. Lots. We're going to be doing all kinds of stuff. So just so you know, if you're wanting to wait for something to pre-order for next year, most of the sales are going to focus on in-stock merchandise. So fair warning. We want to make sure you get it in time for the holiday, basically. So keep checking sale.entertainmentearth.com, this podcast, or our Twitter feed, twitter.com/entearth, or Facebook. Search Entertainment Earth on Facebook. We will tell you about the sales because I think my list is like there's a dozen of them coming up. That's a lot of sales. And there's going to be Black Friday sales and Cyber Monday sales. And yeah, it's going to be fun. So obviously, if the stuff sells out, it's not going to go on sale. So yes, I'm babbling. So I'll stop talking now. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tell a friend if you enjoy the podcast. And we'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.